Star, what are you doing with that thing?
I love this thing. This is the best thing in the world.
What is that thing?
It is a massager. I forget what it's called. It's called Backjoy. For those on the YouTube channel, you should
you can see exactly what's happening if you're on the YouTube.
You can see it. It looks like a weird little blue torture device. And it's fantastic.
It does look like a little torture device.
It looks like it, this is... It mind also you, looks like it kind of is.
First initial.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. To explain people what it looks like.
It's a giant S with a bunch of, like...
Balls on it.
And then
at the curved points of the S...
There's, like, a little pointy thing. And on the other one, there's another little ball thing. And, like, you stick that in your back, like so. Which is describing this for the listeners. I'm putting the curved part over one side of my shoulder, and I'm making the pointy thing stick a part of my back that I cannot reach, and I'm just hitting a point that hurts real bad,
but feels so good,
and then you release it. So I've just been habitually just holding. I got it today, and just all day I've just had it next to me, and while I'm just hanging out, I'm just poking myself.
I feel like if you
all could... day just poking yourself.
Just poking myself all day. I have nothing else to do, so. You know, it is what it is. It's great. This is not a sponsor, by the way. This is just me shooting the shit.
If you put that in someone's mouth, that tip of the of that S, and just pull.
Fish hooking somebody?
There you go.
Oh.
You can catch people.
Not going to lie. With my ex, when I was real mad at him. Not real mad, but just kind of like goofy mad at him. And I kind of wanted to annoy him because he was annoying me. I would fish hook
him?
He would get real pissed.
Oh, my God.
Not like serious, not like a painful thing, but just like he would just be annoying, and I just
you just gotta,
go like that. And he's just like, God damn it! And I'm like, okay.
You just gotta put your finger through his cheek. That's how you.
I mean,
really
That's
like a real fish hook.
Mind you, like I stopped once I actually got bit, and I was like, never mind, that's not fun anymore.
Fishing. I used to love fishing as a kid. Like yeah. I would love to go fishing in like ponds and lakes and. And then I reached an age where when I pulled out the fish and I saw it flop and its eyes were really wide and it was like
dying,
I got real sad. And I haven't, yeah. I don't, I get that like all the things that I eat, all the meat that I eat are
yeah,
animals.
They all have that moment where
right.
they look real sad real quick.
Yeah. Like I understand that, but there's something about like just pulling a fish out of a pond because now it's like out of water.
You just gotta imagine it fried, like immediately.
Oh my God.
You just gotta look at it and go, that's gonna be tasty with a lot of lime.
But it flips. It like does the flippy thing where it like, you know what I'm talking about? Like on the.
Well, you put it in the bucket real quick, right? Don't you have like
but
a
But see, then I have to pull
bucket?
The thing out of the thing and then it's real sad because then it's bleeding and I feel bad.
Think how delicious this is gonna taste when you like.
That's why. So
it hurts my soul.
I did see a bee today on the sidewalk, and it was flailing like it was not okay. And I looked at it for like a couple seconds. And I'm like, I don't know what to do here. I think like the most humane thing to do would be to step on it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's a bee, and I was like, I don't.
Did you step on it?
No, I just walked away and
you
felt
let
real
it
sad.
Suffer?
I know.
Oh my God, that's even worse.
I know, and I kept thinking. I stopped thinking about it until you just brought up the fish. I'm like, oh my God, I left that bee out there. Like, because it could have been maybe a situation where it like, just needed to be flipped over and needed water.
Right.
But I'm like, I was nowhere near in a capacity to help the singular bee on the sidewalk.
I definitely help bugs out of the house.
I scoop
them out as tiny. They could be microscopic bugs. I couldn't find them, but I would take them out of the house.
We just see you every once in a while, just scooping air out of the house.
Hold on.
What are you doing?
I used to do that with spiders, and then they broke the pact, and now I kill them on sight.
Wait, what happened?
What pact?
Okay, so like the rule with the spiders was like, okay, I see a spider in my house, I will do everything I can to like escort you outside. But then one day I was like starting to fall asleep. And like, you know, like that halfway, you're like, you're almost there. And then I felt something on my arm.
Oh, yeah. I think
and it was a spider. And I freaked out and I couldn't get back to sleep because obviously there was a spider on my arm. And since that day, I was like, you broke the trust. You broke the pact.
You will die.
You die on sight now.
You die now.
I cannot sleep. You're right. I can't sleep. If there's a bug in my room, I'm afraid it's going to crawl in my mouth.
No.
I was like, what? And I looked at my arm, and sure enough, he was just like, hey, hi, like hanging out.
He was just trying to say hello.
And the thing is, what's interesting, since this war has begun, I have been bitten by more spiders. just in That's general. Revenge. It's revenge. It's a full-on battle, but here we go. The war is on. This is just what it
that
is.
That spider
now.
Was like, I think I'm in love with that girl. I'm going to come up. It's like the
no,
B movie.
I've
B
been
movie.
Bitten yeah, by spiders. The thing is, I think it's where my bed is placed because I've been bitten by spiders still in my bed. Like,
what
I've
are those cats
woken,
doing?
I've woken up with, like, bites. And, You're, like.
You got bites.
Oh God! So have I have the this? I have the least. Well, it doesn't have to do with the bites, although I'll cover that in a minute. I have the least exciting honeymoon story that I could tell you.
Okay, what's the least exciting honeymoon story?
Welcome back to We Stayed Late, where Spencer is back.
Yeah! I'm back.
I exist.
It really feels like a whole team again.
I
like,
left forever, like, and now I'm back.
Everything feels complete.
Good.
I like it.
Will didn't steal my job.
No.
Okay. Spencer's a married man now.
He's got not a wife.
That I was going to say, I'm like, it's the same.
No, but
the,
I had a ring before.
But it's a different ring.
It's a different ring.
The other ring I had was a $12 ring from Amazon.
Now that one's way more.
This one's much, much more.
I didn't lose them.
Not like a lot. We didn't buy like really expensive rings. But it's definitely more than $12.
More than $12.
Okay, so the most boring honeymoon story I have relates to that bee.
Okay.
So I was in the pool.
Okay.
And there was a bee.
I love this story already.
I wish I was back in this story. I wish I was back in a pool. I was in a pool, and there was a bee that was like swimming and drowning, right? Oh, like no. It was gonna die.
See, I would help that bee.
And I was like,
but
well,
I'd be scared.
So two things.
Yes. I'll
be two like, things. One, that bee looks real sad, like it's gonna die, and that makes me sad.
Yeah.
And two, if that bee goes up against one of the people with the in the pool, it might sting them.
Right.
It because it could be freaked out.
Sting them.
Yeah.
Right? So I had to make a choice. So I made a choice.
What'd you do?
I drowned the bee. No, I didn't.
No!
I didn't drown the bee.
Like, sorry, bee, this is for your own good.
Yeah.
No, so I started, like, I took my hands and I cupped them near the bee and I started pushing the bee towards the edge because it was in the middle of the pool.
Yeah, but still. Yeah.
So I'm pushing the bee towards the edge of the pool. And I probably look like a weirdo because nobody else can see what I'm doing. But I'm just pushing the bee. And I get to the edge and I'm finally like, okay, I have one chance to flip this bee up into the, out of the pool. And there's like people around
this
the pool I don't want to splash.
This poor bee is also like,
what the fuck is happening?
Have you ever been to like one of those water theme parks where the wave pool?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This bee is going through wave pool nightmare, which I have a story for afterward, after you finish this one.
It didn't expect to go in a wave pool. No. And now suddenly it's in a wave pool. It doesn't know I'm trying to save its life. So I'm like, I have one chance to do this. Otherwise, I'm going to get stung. So I put my hands underneath the bee in the water, and I splash up. And the bee soars through the air majestically and then lands on the cement right outside the pool. And it's upside down.
Okay.
Oh, and it's like scrambling. And I'm like, I did a good thing. Because like, it's like, I'm on land. I'm on land. What happened? I'm on land suddenly.
Right.
So it sits there for like a minute and I'm like watching it. Cause I'm like, I just saved this bee's life. I'm a fucking paramedic.
Oh, yeah. No.
It like dries off its wings. It like
good.
Its wings start to vibrate.
Aww.
It starts walking.
Okay.
And it walks off the edge of the pool and into the pool again.
No.
And there was a part of me that was like, this is natural selection.
Yeah.
I just need to let this bee die. And then another part of me was like,
you can't let it sting somebody in the pool.
I gotta do what's right.
Yeah.
So I splashed it up onto the sidewalk again. And that bee knew it had a second chance on life. And it dried off and it flew away.
Oh,
yay!
Good.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the best.
It was just really confused the first time. It was just really disoriented.
Yeah,
exactly.
But it needed, so that's a life lesson, right?
Yeah.
Like sometimes,
and it understood, don't go that direction once it was out again.
Like sometimes you're going to get out of the pool. And you're going to fall right back in the pool.
Damn, that's a deep story.
You get out of the pool one more time, you might fly
away.
Don't go back into the pool. And fly away.
So if you fall back into your old habits, that's okay.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. But that doesn't mean it's hopeless.
Exactly.
You just got to get
story,
back up on the
Spencer,
horse
that's
and
a
try
solid
again.
Honeymoon story.
I made up that story. No, I didn't. No, that's a legit story. It was nature replicating art.
Yeah.
Art replicating nature. Nah,
no,
that's just, it just is. It's
that's
just
beautiful.
Art.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just a story. Anyway, I have lots of honeymoon stories, but you should tell your wave story.
I want to just say the wave one, and then we get back to it. We'll keep swapping
stories.
We'll
oscillate.
Stories. We'll just keep tangent.
I'm just a listener.
Tangent stuff. Okay, so one of the very few memories I have of a water park in Florida involves the wave pool. And I don't know how old I was. And it's one of those things where you're like, was this real? Was this a dream? But I'm pretty sure this happened because I remember being in a wave pool without one of the tubes. because my mom didn't want to pay for a tube.
Oh, yeah. Like, I love going in wave pools without tubes. Yeah,
you go in wave
pools
without
good.
The tube, and honestly, you'll probably come out with the tube.
Yeah.
Oh, you steal that tube.
Yeah, yeah. But I was in the wave pool, and I don't know how, but for whatever reason, I just got, like, suctioned back into the deeper area. Mm-hmm. So I had to be really little, because those aren't really that deep.
No, they're usually, like,
but
4 feet.
It was, like, I couldn't touch the bottom deep for me. And I remember I was at the wall, and I'm holding onto the wall because I can't touch the bottom, but I'm, like, comfortable and fine. It's a wave pool, though. Waves weren't going on when this was happening because I was just holding onto the wall like, right. I'm fine, I'm in the water. But a wave starts going. And I, for the life of me, kept getting like detached from the wall. Uh-huh. And I didn't have a thing. I didn't have like a floaty. So I'm like scrambling to grab onto any floaty and just constantly clinging onto the wall. And every time getting pushed off and then re-clinging back on and just waiting for the wave pool to, because I knew it would stop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was just like this panicky like, oh, God, I can't touch the bottom. It was probably fine. Also, I don't remember my mom trying to like find me. I was just like, where was I? This is also why I don't know if it was real, because I'm like, I'm pretty sure my mom would be like, get my daughter out of this pool.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like,
or maybe she was like, it's good for her. Just let her suffer.
Like, well, it could honestly, it could have been like she maybe lost sight of me for like a second. Like, it's a big, it, at least from my memory, it was like this gigantic wave pool. It's probably like a regular size. Like,
I was
going to
say, it's probably a regular.
Yeah. In my memory, it was this like ocean of a pool, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I was little.
Yeah.
And I remember at some point being able to like, it's calmed down. And I knew I only had a few, like whatever it is in kid time. Like, I only have a little bit of time.
Yeah.
I need to get to the shallow end and touch the floor. So I would start dragging myself on the wall to the thing. And then I think at some point I ended up like grabbing somebody's like tube and just held on to their tube. But then, I mean, obviously, I'm here and I'm alive.
Yeah, you made it. You're
but
like
that's
the bee.
My only memory of a water park, though. I don't remember slides. I don't remember, like, anything fun. I just remember holding on for dear life and, like, it was like a tiled wall.
I'm interested that's to it. Know what you're, because your mom listens to this podcast.
Yeah, I wonder
so she's going to hear this and she's going to have some inside information.
So
she's
going to
hear it and she'll probably be like, that didn't happen. Or she'll be like, I don't remember that happening. But the thing is, it's such a distinct memory that even if she was just like.
Did she use Twitter?
No, she doesn't use any social media. She follows everybody, by the way. Like, she follows all your guys' stuff. But
what
does
she follow us on? Instagram, Twitter?
She follows on Instagram and, like, the YouTube channel and stuff. And, like, she also...
She should leave a comment.
She did. Congratulations, Spencer.
Aw.
She also says, Luis, don't do drugs. and
Luis doesn't do drugs.
Wait, when did I say... What?
Well, like, pot.
Oh. Yeah. But it's...
Also, she told me to tell the audience...
It's legal.
Hey, don't do that stuff.
Oh, don't do it.
You're welcome.
Don't.
This is your PSA.
That's PSA from my mom. Don't.
I lost me.
I'm going to find it.
Because I for sure remember how I said I was going to get a call after we talked about like me wanting to go into the shop. Nope. Ooh, I for sure got a call.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm, I got scolded. And she was just like, "Stop! Don't do that stuff. Because if you do that stuff, you're going to be real bad. And you don't know who's listening to the podcast and wants to hire you. And you're trying to get a job and you can't talk about that stuff. And da-da-da." Like,
wow.
You know, and I was just like, "Mom, it's fine. It's California. It's fine. I work in art. It's super fine."
People, they do it in our office space.
Yeah.
Like, we have a show called Getting Dug with High.
Yeah, like, and, it's...
And it
it's
smells.
Fine. It's fine. Like,
she's a good mom. She's
but yeah, she's being a good
us.
Mom. And so, but I would like to reiterate is wait until you're an adult.
Be an adult.
Like, over 21, I would say.
Also, don't be dumb.
And don't be dumb.
Yeah.
Don't be dumb. Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. I feel like your mom's like the podcast mom.
She is.
I like that.
Yeah. Maybe next time she visits... No, she would never go on. I was like, maybe I could have her. She wouldn't do it. She'd be too scared.
Maybe we'll, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Another honeymoon story.
All right. I got a ton. So I went to Costa Rica, for those who don't know. It was amazing. I learned more Spanish in Costa Rica than I did in all my years of Spanish
That's
class.
That's awesome. I was going to say, I'm like, I thought you weren't going to be on your phone at all, and you guys were Instagramming it up.
Well, yeah. That was the thing is, like, we were like, we have to record some stuff.
You have to, because I went to Jamaica and I was like, I'm not gonna be on my phone. I'm gonna live life. I'm gonna live in the moment. And I regret it because I don't have any pictures to remember.
So we implemented the thing where like we could create stories but we couldn't browse.
That's
like,
a good idea.
And also once a day you could browse. Once a day. Get your one,
honestly,
one a day.
Your one veg moment where you can veg.
Honestly, that to me is still like a lot of willpower.
Yeah.
because holy shit, like I like.
But also, you could.
But
only...
also, again, I was surprised. I was like, oh my god, they're posting. I was like, I knew it. Yeah. I was like, they weren't gonna get off their phones.
Well, I but was I like, the I contact want, rule. Yeah, yeah. I want, yeah, I wanted to record this stuff. I brought totally. A GoPro, that. I use, and
is that how you got that zip line video?
Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering how you did
so,
that.
I want to hear that so story. The zip line story, I think I'll tell first, because it was the craziest thing that we did, for sure.
I heard Hannah's version of it at WonderCon, and I want to hear
I haven't heard anything.
Okay, yeah. So...
there's so much that happened. You guys went to WonderCon, so too.
Yeah, yeah, I know we have WonderCon stories, too. So the zip line was... So I've done zip lines in Mexico before, and they were basically like from one tree to another. In a forest, like, or in a jungle, whatever. Right. Like, but it was maybe between like 125 feet off
that's
the ground.
That's still a lot.
Still high.
That's still really high.
Still like 10 stories. So you go up, you zip line down, you could do like 5 of them, right? It's like top of the trees, the bottom of the trees, onto the beach, whatever. Mm-hmm. So the way that this one works is that you, the first place that we went was literally the rainforest. It was called Arenal, which is a volcano.
Cool.
So there's a big old volcano.
Cool.
And then there's a bunch of jungle rainforest around it.
Cool. Awesome. Cool.
Really
cool. 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 Cool.
So
cool.
We show up there. We're gonna do zip line. And Hannah was like, I don't know if I could zip line. I don't know if I could do any of that. She was like, because she doesn't like heights, and she also has never done any of this kind of stuff.
Right.
And so like, we woke up like the, I think it was the third day, and she was like, I want to do it.
Oh, nice. Like, yeah.
Okay. We're going to fucking do it. Okay. So we booked it. And I thought it was going to be like
what
that.
You've experienced before. Yeah.
And I was like, don't worry. It's not that high.
Oh no.
You just go from tree to tree and it's really nice. And you get sort of a tour of the jungle. No, no, no. So the way that this one worked is that you get there and they teach you how to do the how to hook in, like they hook in for you, but they teach you like how to hold on to the thing and how your body should be positioned, all the kind of basic stuff. And then you get on this it sort of looks like a ski lift. It's like a sky tram. It's like a mix between a ski lift and the thing that not a Ferris wheel, but the Ferris wheels that have the cage.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking like about? It's like those bucket.
Yeah, it's like they're surrounded
bucket thing.
Yeah, they're like surrounded in cage. Anyway, it was more open than that, but it felt more like that. It wasn't like completely open air.
Yeah,
it had like cage.
God, those things have a name, and it's gonna bug me.
I know,
me.
I don't remember what it's called. But anyway, you get in one of those, they lock down the door, and then you go up for like 15 minutes.
Oh no!
And it's beautiful because you're going through the canopies,
I feel like,
and you're
so
rising
nice.
Up, and you're going up along a mountain, and then you end up on like an area of a mountain that has been flattened, so it's like there's like a lodge in a sense up at the top, and it looks like you're just, it would be like if you hiked a mountain and you're suddenly at the top of that mountain and it was flat and you had like, but there's jungle all around you so you can't see. And ooh, what is it? Oh, it's a plane.
That's a plane. We're right by the Burbank airport.
That's what it is. we're recording this inside the Burbank airport.
That was sound like you. Yeah, no, you recorded here already.
Yeah,
like,
once, but like... I didn't hear it. Yeah. Anyway, so we got to the top, and it was like, you know, very it didn't feel, even though we were really high up, it didn't feel high up. It felt like it was just the ground.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then you do this little test zip line that's like 20 feet long, just to try out holding on to it. It was literally just to make sure that you know how to hold on to the thing, and it's from one platform that's about like, it's, you know, 10 feet off the ground to like 5 feet off the ground.
Okay.
And you're like, okay, I'm just gonna go, and then you put your feet down and it's done. When you get to that platform though, you're then on this like big metal sort of thing, and you're surrounded by trees, and there's an opening right ahead of you that the zip line goes through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's surrounded, it's framed in trees that go on you can't see where the line goes, mm-hmm. because the trees sort of frame it, and then you see the line across the way, and it's very far across the way, but you see it in another set of trees, so you're like, okay, we're just in some trees, there's trees growing next to me, everything's gonna be just fine, we're just gonna zip line from one set of trees to another set of trees.
That sounds pretty simple.
Pretty simple. So we clip in, and you go, and you break through the clearing of trees, mm-hmm. and you look down, and it's like 650 feet above the jungle floor.
I would have lost my shit.
And for reference, that's like 65 stories.
Yeah, I would have lost my shit. Oh, I would have puked. Oh
my God.
It is the highest, like, point that I've been hanging above something.
I would have puked. Ever. I would have just been like, the whole way down. Like, that would have just and not worked out. And you're
flying at, like, 45 miles an hour.
No. Yeah. No thanks.
Holy shit.
Yeah, nope. It's so fast.
Nope. Just hurling.
I wish I could, like, get into a harness where I can act like Superman.
So they have fly those. Down.
They have those?
Yes.
Nope.
I could feel like a superhero uh-huh. flying not about through it. The trees.
Nope.
So
this little Ravenclaw's stand right on the ground.
So you break through there and you see all of these trees below you like you are in an airplane. It's insane. And then off on the left-hand side was like a giant lake or ocean. I can't remember. A big body of water. And so you're just like in the sky.
And do you have the whole footage of this?
Yes, I have everything.
Really?
I want to see
it's on
that.
My computer. I'll show you.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to post more. I'm going to put together a Costa Rica thing and post it. But but
so
yeah,
that clip on Instagram was just like one of them.
That was one of them. Yeah. And that wasn't even the highest or the longest. So you go through like eight of them that are all.
Eight?
Yeah.
Eight?
The seventh one is the longest. And it is half a mile long.
Ooh. Oh, just decline. Oh, decline. Sorry. There's a phone call going through my laptop.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so the seventh one, because the eighth one is just a short one to get, like, back to the main area.
Yeah.
That's just, like, it's almost like the first one. But there are seven, like, big ones. And the seventh one is half a mile long. So you're on there for, like, 45 seconds.
No, holy shit.
Which is very long when
how
you're
many
sitting.
Minutes?
It's 45 seconds, but it feels like forever. Because and it's really cool too, because the way that they did it, so they set up all of these to like have different feelings. So like the first one is
feelings.
Yeah. So the first one's like holy shit. Yeah. Like that's what because they don't tell you where you are. Like they don't show you where you are.
I wonder how many times they just laugh at people like freaking the fuck out.
I mean, if you listen to the footage, I get past the thing and then I just start screaming because it's so awesome. And I'm like, yeah, like literally screaming because I'm so excited. But then the second one is like more for like the view, because then you're out in the open the whole time and you see everything. The last one, is really long, and they do it through there's like a canopy of trees that has, grown around in like a circle. And so it's like this area where you're inside, you're surrounded on all sides by
see, I would
tree.
Like that one. I think that would be mine.
But that's only, but you go out, when you leave the platform, you fly through the air, and then you end up in this like surrounding of trees, and then
that's
break
like the
through that
movie.
And go back out. Yeah. Felt like Tarzan.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It that was would be, the coolest. That would be, yeah. But no, I have like, knowing me and like knowing when I've gone on roller coasters that were more intense than I realized, I've always left them angry, like that, like fight or flight kicks in, and so I'm just in fight mode.
Oh my god, really?
Like I went to the at Six Flags. There's a roller coaster called X2. I will never go on that.
Oh yes.
Because the whole time you're in line, it's like, this is the baddest, the toughest, like roller coaster, and you're like, okay, your theme park, whatever theme park, it's, you know, it's the baddest roller.
Yeah.
I got on that and like.
That's the one that has the speakers on the.
It has speakers. Yeah. Like they make it the most intense, like mm-hmm. adrenaline rushy ride where you're like going and then you're falling backwards. And like I was turning so much. I was scared and then I just got angry. And halfway through, I was just cursing at the ride. Like this stupid motherfucker. I was like pissed. And at the end, they throw fire in your face. And I was just like, I'm done with this ride. Fuck this ride. And I got off of it and I was ready. It was like watching too much. Like I wanted to punch something.
Yeah.
Cause it just like, I knew it was like, I can't think my brain figured out you're safe, but I just didn't want to be on it anymore. So I was just raging. Cause I was like, I don't like this. This is what
I expected. The amazing thing about the zip line though, is that I never once, and I asked Hannah too, and she felt the same. We never once felt, like we were, it didn't ever have the dropping feeling, and you never felt like you were
good.
Unsafe.
Yeah.
Like you had a double clip on the thing, And the lines were super thick, and like you never felt like you were gonna fall, and you never felt that gut
like rising up into your
okay.
You just are because you aren't going down.
You're sliding.
The line goes straight across, and it makes a very 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 shallow U. In that you go,
or and like you have enough momentum to kind of
to go back up. So you're just going like straight, basically. You feel like you're just going straight.
Just gotten stuck in the middle.
So it's really hard because you're going so fast to get stuck in the middle.
Okay.
But you can get stuck. Oh, that's the other cool thing is that once you get to the end, as you're nearing it, they're telling you to brake, which is where you just like literally grind the thing that you're holding onto against the. Against the cable to slow down.
So
you like shift it left and then shift it right and then shift it left and then shift it right and it like slows you down. Uh-huh. But then obviously
you gotta wiggle it.
But you can't wiggle it like this. You have to like it's like making that noise. And then once you get to the end, they have this system set up where you basically hit like a you hit like a cushion thing that slows you down, and then there's a mat like a
so many people have not so you go, braked in time.
Boom, and you hit the thing and your legs fly up, and then you if you don't slow down enough, you like body check this mat. It's awesome.
I would be that person body checking the mat just because
it was usually the heavier people.
Okay.
Just but because still, of gravity.
Yeah. But I would
just because the way that gravity works, like the people that have more weight, momentum. They have more momentum, and so they harder.
Yeah. I'm just imagining myself trying and then just being like, I'm not. This is just gonna happen.
Like there was a dude there was a dude who was with us who was really tall and just like
he's like a big hefty dude.
Yeah, like a hefty dude, and he almost hit the pad like every time, no matter how much he slowed down. Like he was just a big dude. Yeah. He wasn't even like
It's science, man.
Yeah. So anyway, it was really cool though.
I think here's the thing: what I would be nervous about my like anger thing triggering in just because. I most rides, most things, I need to know exactly what's going on. I don't like being surprised. So you said like you were surprised, like the first thing you didn't know about how you. So I think that initial like.
Revelation.
Oh, revelation. Even if it's pleasant, the fact that I didn't know that this is what I was going to see.
Yeah.
I think I would just get like, I don't trust this. You made me not trust the system, you know?
It got to be really zen, though, by the time. Yeah, like, you were super zen by the time you... I mean, it was always adrenaline, but it was, zen adrenaline where you're like, I just want to sit and, like, fly in these trees forever. Like, that kind of feeling.
All right.
And then the scariest part of the whole thing was that when you got to the end, before you did the last one across to the main...
They were like, now hike place, back down.
No. You had to go down a spiral staircase that was, 20 feet?
No!
And it was the worst.
They didn't have like some type of like
fireman's pole? That's what I asked. I was like, literally just drop
although that
me.
Would, there would be so many broken legs.
I'll just
legs.
Rappel. Oh, yeah. No. You'd have to rappel. You'd have to rappel down.
Yeah. Oops. Yeah, there'd be too many broken legs if there was a fireman pole situation. Yeah. Were you guys there at the YouTube space when Glizelle broke her ankles?
No.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's what that reminds...
Oh, yeah, because they have a fireman's pole.
Yeah, they have a fireman's pole.
At the YouTube space?
At the YouTube space, there's a fireman's pole.
They have, like, a place up top.
Yeah, and you can fireman pole it down. And it was, like some...
Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
I think it was, like, either some type of pre-streamy party thing.
I remember hearing
like,
that.
It was, like, before an award show day, and, like, you know, all the YouTubers are there hanging out. You know, it was a big party. We were all invited. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And Glizelle was supposed to do like a presentation, but she was going to fireman pole down.
Perfect.
But they didn't teach her how to do it right, so she just dropped.
She
just fell a story and like broke her ankle, and like that kind of like.
Bad. So did they close down the?
This is the beginning of the event, so we were just like, okay, and so like it was on hold for like a good 45 minutes because they had to paramedics and stuff and like she was fine.
So sad.
Like she was fine. Like it was just like it was, and thank God it was just her ankle.
Yeah.
Because there was, like, a cushion at the bottom, but she didn't, it's, like, no one taught her how to, like, slide down. So she just essentially, like, imagine just dropping, a story.
Oh, my God. That is
Yeah,
so
but she was fine,
sucks.
And, like, she was a really good sport about it. Like, it was just kind of like, oh, shit, like, okay. And then they did the presentation, like, a little bit.
Did they keep the fireman pole?
I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, it's still there.
Okay,
it's still
good.
There. Yeah, I'm sure they just, like, you have to, like.
Don't be dumb.
Be trained. I guess.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
At least there was cushion, though, at the bottom.
Yeah, that definitely helps. One of the other really cool things we did was so in that same rainforest area, we did a bunch of stuff. We did these hanging bridges, and we did, what else did we do? I don't know. We just did like a hike, like one of the basic
cool hikes. Pretty cool.
We did it. Yeah, we saw sloths.
You saw sloths?
Yeah. So I'll tell you the story about the sloths in a minute. There are lots of like, you could see the sloth and they're way far off and they're just a bundle of fur because they're sleeping during the day.
Yeah.
But then we also did one along the river where like you're in a boat, in like a float boat, not like a powered boat.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
With just, oars.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
And you're floating. It's basically, okay, so the crazy thing was, it was the jungle tour from Disneyland.
Yeah.
But real.
Oh man.
I don't think I've ever done the jungle tour.
It's real silly. It's like when you're, if we should all go to Disneyland one day.
Yeah.
It's the chill ride where you're like tired of walking and it might be a hot day. And that means there's like lines and everything. And like, there's usually no line for the jungle cruise.
Okay.
So jungle cruise. That's what it is.
Yeah. So it's like 15 minutes and it's real chill and it's really bad jokes.
Yeah. Really,
really bad jokes. It's like a guy or girl,
corny jokes.
Yeah.
On the tour and you're passing by like animatronic animals that have been there since like Walt Disney made the place. And so they're telling these same jokes over and over again. So they could tell like it's half like they're tired of it, half like let's see how many chuckles they could actually get. And like, you know. Mm.
It's really fun. It's like tongue in cheek.
I like it. It's just like a chill part.
But the when we were doing it, I was like, oh wow, this is what they based, I mean not exactly, but like this is the kind of thing that they based the jungle tour on. Because you're going down the river and they're like, oh yeah, if you look to your left, that's a big old pack of monkeys and there's just like monkeys jumping from the trees. Whoa. And they're like, we can't get too close, otherwise they'll throw their shit at you.
Yeah.
That's so why do
like a bunch
that?
Of howler monkeys.
Why do those monkeys do that?
Wouldn't you do
they
that?
They said that
you're
if
a monkey?
If
yeah,
they're
it's not sanitary.
If they're up there and they and you get too close to the shore and they're above you, they'll pee down on you.
Oh no.
Just to be assholes.
I'm gonna pee up at you.
They're just a bunch of assholes.
Like, it's just, I mean,
territorial.
If you're a monkey, it's territorial, and it's just funny. Like, what are we gonna do? Wanna see if you can pee on that guy? We're real funny. Like,
but
just,
it was mostly howlers. And I don't know if you've ever seen howler monkeys or heard howler monkeys, but they're awesome. You can hear them for like 2 miles, and then and that was crazy. So we were on one of the hikes, we were approaching this area of like there's like a cement trail through the jungle, this one jungle like preserve, and there's just a baby howler monkey that fell out of the trees
and is just
sitting on the cement and is so confused, doesn't know where it is or what's happening. So then it like I have video of it. It's sitting there and then it's like looking around. It's so sad and scared. And it like crawls into the tree and it's just like waiting. And he's like, our guide was like, yeah, basically they'll wait here until their parents come and get them, or until they hear like their parents yelling, and then they'll follow the sound.
Whoa.
But like they'll hug a tree, they'll do the thing where a child just hugs a tree.
Yeah,
they instinctively just hug a tree and stay there until their parents
come
back
and
get them.
And then it's like, don't touch it.
Yeah, no, you don't want to touch it.
Don't touch the monkeys.
No,
monkeys will fuck you up.
Yeah,
don't touch.
And it was very small. It was like you can't. If there's a
no, I'm thinking parents. I'm
like,
thinking
yeah, the parent
the parents
will fuck you up.
Will see you and fuck you up. So don't. It's like that and baby bears.
Yes, but this monkey probably would have. It was like scared enough that it probably would have ran away if you tried to touch it.
Oh,
but it was so cute. Baby. It was adorable. It was its little. Yeah.
What kind of noise is it?
No, it's like a.
It's they howl.
Like a howling.
They
like,
howl.
But it's like a loud, weird, sort of guttural sound. You want to pull it up?
Yeah.
But my other favorite thing that we did that so the zip line was definitely my top favorite. Second favorite thing was we went on. So we did a hike during the day. And then we did, then we had like a little bit of a break and then we went.
I'm afraid to pick because you never know, like YouTube might have like, so I'm going
to
pick.
Yeah, you should just play it. Just play it before I get to the story because we're not going to talk about howler monkeys anymore.
Howler monkeys announcing themselves.
Yeah.
That sounds like a grrrr. That doesn't sound as fun as I thought. When I hear a howler monkey, I think it's going to be a good time. This sounds like a bad time.
No, it's a bad time.
Yeah.
These guys are... Yeah, aggressive as fuck. Like,
ew.
Yeah, it's real crazy.
Sickos.
So then we did, so we did a hike during the day, and then we took like a little bit of like a little bit of a break, and we went to this nature preserve.
Mm-hmm.
That was basically like an island. It wasn't an island, but it was an island in the sense that it was a forest. It was a part of the forest that was surrounded entirely by farmland. And so it had, just in that one area, it had a ton of animals, because all the animals that basically lost their homes from the farmland would come running to the closest jungle they know. Yeah. And that's the jungle.
Oh.
So all the animals that were displaced, also if they find like a monkey on the side of the road that somebody had and threw out or something.
Monkey.
Yeah. If there's like monkeys or other animals that have just like wandered into the wrong area, their team will go and pick it up and put it in the preserve.
Oh.
So it's really cool because there's a lot of animals. And so we went over there at night. And so it was a night hike through the jungle,
super cool.
Which is way better than a day hike through the jungle.
Because
a day hike,
everyone's sleeping is
fine. We saw a bunch of monkeys and stuff, but there are a lot of animals that you wouldn't normally see that are out at night. But the scary thing
is like, that's amazing. Another part of me is like, that's terrifying.
It was the scariest. It was definitely it was more scary than the zip line, because you're basically walking. So we had a guide. We had one guide, and that was Hannah and I. Because nobody else was.
It was just you three?
Yeah, it was the three of us.
Oh, that is terrifying.
Yeah, I'd be
terrifying.
So scared.
And so we get a little flashlight. We each have a flashlight.
No.
And we walk into the
forest. There's going
to
be like some type
die.
Of cougar.
And they're like,
just going to be eaten.
You got
to
pan up and down, make sure you're not stepping on any ants, because there are like important ants that you can't step on that are there.
Oh, yeah. Also, the ants will eat you.
That's too scary, because you could just be going up and down, and then it just like something could just pop up right away.
Like you just go up and there's two glowing eyes, and I'm like, well, I'm about to die now.
So there's so many crazy things, but I'll summarize them in briefly. So we start out and we're doing that as you walk, and then you stop and you just wait and you turn off your light and you just wait.
No.
And then you turn on the light because things will pop up around you.
Uh-huh.
Where like if you're walking and you're making sound,
they're
not going to show up. They're going to hide. But you turn off your light and you wait for a minute, and then you turn the light back on and you shine it around and you see all the creatures that have come out. So there were a bunch of really cool things. We saw a poison dart frog.
Ooh.
Oh, those are cool.
Those are
the
cool.
Little blue and red ones.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh yeah, you can touch it and your fingers will go numb. We were like, you won't die? He's like, no, you just can't swallow it. So, like, you could totally pick it up, but your hands would all go numb.
So, did you pick it up?
No.
Yeah, I'd be like, nah.
No, absolutely not. No.
Yeah, I'd be like, nah. Because
he's like,
I mean,
if you touch your face or, like, you touch your tongue, like, you
could
die. Because
I might accidentally, like, bite my...
Oh, my God.
Because I might bite my nails.
Yeah, totally.
I'm like, no.
No, not worth it. He's like, yeah, they emit poison out of their skin, so you
right,
probably,
right, right.
You know.
That's what they put the little darts.
Yeah,
little...
exactly.
Yeah.
It gets in your bloodstream. You're dead. So didn't touch that.
I mean, I would look at it and be like, look how cool this
there
frog
you could
is.
Kill
it,
somebody. You
and,
could,
yeah. And then it would go, ah, on my face. And I'm like, oh, I guess I'm dying now. And then just...
You could potentially go on a tour and be like, yeah, I'll touch this thing. I'm going to kill Robert later. And then just like, hey, man, it's good to see you.
You could. I mean, here's the thing is Costa Rica, you would just drive like 3 miles out and kill somebody. And nobody would ever know because the jungle is so dense and crazy and like...
Yeah, but you drive 3 miles out and then try to figure out your way back.
Yeah, that's true.
That scary. Would be the moral of that tale. Like,
yeah.
You go out to try to murder some rando whatever
Robert.
Person.
Yeah.
And then
Bubba.
And then
Bubba.
You think you did it and then you're trying to get back and then the jungle's just like, we saw what you
did.
Good.
You. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the jungle, and then like Robert's there at the end like, hey man, we were looking for you. What happened to you? And you're like, son of a bitch.
So we saw that. There were a lot of frogs. There was a really cool toad that was huge. It was massive, and it made this like deep like croaking. It was it was one of those ones that comes out at night that you hear but you never see. And it was cool because he was big and he had this leaf that was next to him, and they're like, oh yeah, get just take a step closer to him. We took a step closer to him, and he disappeared under the leaf and into a hole that he had hidden underneath the leaf.
Oh,
so he
cute.
Like
that's
had a little
cute.
Home but then
was
were,
it like this it was like two handfuls.
It's like
big?
Two handfuls. Yeah.
I feel like I've seen those before at the wildlife center in
yeah,
Florida.
You probably have. They're very
probably
they,
like
they're
care.
Pretty common.
He just lived in like a big old yep. big little
aww.
Bit old bucket.
That's adorable.
I never fed him because you had to feed him live crickets and I didn't want to.
Yeah,
I
know. There was there were like a bunch of bugs, obviously, like lots of bugs everywhere. There were
But you didn't get bitten by any of those bugs.
I didn't get any bit by any bugs. That's good. But then there were what are they called? I can't remember what they're called, but they're like a specific type of mammal that lives there that's sort of like a mix between a lemur and a monkey. Or a lemur and a raccoon. That's what it was. A lemur and a raccoon. And we were trying to spot it the whole time. Because what would happen is...
Not the eye, right?
No. It had a name I've never heard of before. But basically, like, the crazy part about it is that you'd be walking through the jungle, and he's like, oh, yeah, it's really silent when it moves through the tree, when it moves, like, through a tree. But the minute it moves from one tree to another, you'll hear it jump, and it's usually very close to you, but then you won't be able to find it. So, like, we'd hear, go, 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 up in the trees, put the flashlight up, and there's nothing. And you're like, it's somewhere. And then you'd hear, go, 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 and you, like, turn again. Around that time, he was like, oh, yeah, we saw a puma, in here, like, a year ago, so there might be a puma here. We're like, okay, great, thanks for telling us. There wasn't. I mean, we didn't see one. And he was like, the only thing you have to watch out for. So he was like, there are two types of snakes that live here.
Oh, okay.
Two types.
Two types. Two main types of snakes.
One will kill you.
Have people not died in this journey?
Apparently not.
Why would they tell them that?
One is very harmless. One is a viper and will kill you. If it bites you.
This is like one of those riddles where it's like, you have two options. If you pick the right one. Like,
so he gets done saying this. And then he shines his flashlight down, and he's like, oh, there's a snake. And we're like, he's like, oh, it's the one that won't hurt you.
Oh.
So we went down and we saw it, and it was this beautiful. He was like, it still will bite you, but it won't hurt you.
Right.
So like we could go down and see it. It was beautiful. It wasn't that big, but it was long.
Yeah.
Long and thin, and was, I mean, really cool. Just like snaked across the trail. And then we saw three sloth. All like just crawling slowly, and they were amazing and adorable. Two-toed and three-toed, and then we're walking, and our guy goes, "Okay, we're gonna have to move to the left of the path." And we're like,
"What?
Okay,
great."
He's like, "All right, yeah, sure. What's happening right now?"
And he's like, "Yeah, there's an alligator right next to you guys." We're like, "Okay," and
then alligators aren't scary.
Oh, but this thing was like. Right next, like very close to us, and very in, like its head just popped because there was like a lake, and its head was just popped out of the water, and it was like we shone the flashlight.
Oh, hi!
We shone the flashlight, and then it was like oh, that's where it is because you couldn't see it before.
Okay.
So you're like walking, and we turn the flashlight, and there's just an alligator there, and he's like, yeah, last time I passed by, it came running after. Me because it had babies it was protecting.
Oh, okay. Damn. Then No. Nesting alligators will fuck you up.
So,
but he was normal circumstances, to be honest, alligators don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like they will leave you alone. I mean, it's Florida.
Yeah.
Like,
you know those
things. It's just nesting season.
Yeah.
Is a prop. You do not get near them. So it was just like as soon as you said, I was like, oh yeah, no.
So he was like, yeah. So he was like, it's either going to come running out of the water and like hiss at us, and
they could dart real fast.
Mean. Or it's going to stay there. We're going to see which one it does. And I was like, okay, you're going first. And he went first, and it was fine. It just sat there and watched us. And then when we got around, we shone the flashlight out. And the way that their eyes were, like, you can see the reflection of the eyes on the water. So we shone it out there, and there were, like, a bunch of baby.
Aww. Oh, babies.
So I don't know why it didn't attack us if I had a bunch of babies.
Yeah.
Probably because they're already hatched.
Like, yeah, it wasn't protecting
eggs. If it's nesting, like if they're like straight up, like it's a nest.
Yeah.
They will fuck you up.
Yeah.
Do not just like, at least in Florida, like you could go out into the Everglades pretty much any time. But if it's nesting season, there's so like everyone's just like, just don't go out during nesting season. It's just like a bad idea.
Yeah, damn. They're dangerous. Anyway, there were a bunch of animals and things that we saw, and like there was a really cool, you know, those red-eyed tree frogs.
Yeah.
So we saw one of those, but it was bigger than I thought it was gonna be. It was like the size of my hand.
Really? I always thought they were like
me
this
too.
Big.
And he said that one was big, but yeah, it was big. It was like the size of my hand.
That's
pretty big.
Yeah, I always imagine like the dart.
Yeah, the dart frogs.
Like,
seen one before.
They're really cool. They're bright green with red eyes. And
they're like the classic frog.
Classic frog. Okay.
Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah, the classic
Rainforest
Cafe.
Frog.
Yeah, when you think of a frog.
And then we got done and like went back, and oh, it was really cool. There are these bugs that were there were beetles, and they would light up bright blue.
Ooh.
And they were just like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Beetles are cool.
Yeah, bioluminescent beetles.
I'm relatively okay with beetles. It's just not like on me. But, yeah, like,
so cool. Yeah, it's like you're really an Avatar cool. movie.
Yeah, it
just
was.
Like flying
it
around.
Felt like they're all
really?
Flying around. Yeah, at night. So
what
it's
a
like,
magical little trip.
It was like, really cool.
That's awesome.
And then our it was
how
really
long
cool.
was the night hike? Yeah,
it was like an hour or so, but it felt way long because you kept just waiting there in silence.
Yeah,
you know, and like in the dark.
I mean, that's cool.
It was really cool.
We should all go like on a big trip adventure.
So I want to do Cancun because it's super cheap.
Yes.
And amazing. Yes. You guys have been there.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't been since, like, I went on a cruise once, but it was like a stop.
I want to go to an all-inclusive because you can do like, five days or 7 days for like $1,000?
Yes.
Which is crazy. It's not bad. It's not bad.
When?
Bad.
Let's do it.
Flights, hotel included.
Let's do it. Flights included?
Flights and hotel included.
What?
I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought you had to pay your own flight then get down.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Nope.
Let's do
Groupon.
Yes.
Groupon.
Can we please?
I'm super down. I just have to get money and vacation days.
I need money.
Oh, yeah. I have all the free time and a little bit of severance money.
You're ready to go. I just took 2 weeks off work.
I'm ready to go like
oh, yeah, you
tomorrow.
I know. We need to organize one because it would be really fun. We should do it like later because it'll be cheaper.
Let me get some freelance gigs.
And we could do the podcast there.
International podcast.
International podcast.
But yeah, it was really fun, and we did a bunch of stuff. Like some of the other highlights were that we did in the hotel room, the first hotel room we were in. When you open up the back doors, it was just out to the jungle. And then we had a porch, and then on the left side of the porch was our own private like hot tub. So
oh,
you could like
awesome.
Sit in a hot tub in
that's
the forest,
pretty,
which,
pretty awesome.
Up, which was
that's
really cool.
Awesome. That sounds amazing.
And then in the second place we were at, which was a volcanic beach. So it was like black sand beach. Mm-hmm.
Did you bring back
I've never
sand?
Seen that
no,
before.
I didn't.
That's amazing.
It was really cool. We had a backyard because we had a bungalow kind of thing. And so we had grass and we had like a patio with seats and then we had our own pool. Like we just had like this pool.
That's awesome.
So we wouldn't have to even go down. You could just sit. You were like on this cliffside overlooking the ocean. It was crazy.
That's insane. You have like your own little like
your own pool.
Yeah, your own little paradise right there.
Yeah.
You were there for how? That was like your first year.
That was the second day. Okay. That was the second place and we were there for 4 days. So that was cool.
Great.
And then the last night we were there, we went walking out onto. Well, actually, so we found another little creature story. We found in the hotel. The last one was all inclusive, so like you just go and get whatever food you want. It's amazing.
Mm. I was gonna say, what was your favorite thing that you ate?
Oh God, I mean the traditional food was really good. They made the first place we were at made. They had a complimentary breakfast that they would do where they make whatever you wanted. Mm-hmm. They made the best pancakes I've ever had. They were crispy pancakes.
It's got a little texture.
With, like, it was, like, soft inside but crispy outside.
I wonder how to make those.
Were they, like, thin or were they thick?
Yeah, no, they were thin and crispy on the outside but then, like, soft on the inside. Whoa. I don't know how they did it, but it was so good. And then a little bit of lemon.
Lemon?
A little bit of lemon.
On the pancakes?
No, like, a little bit of lemon taste.
Oh,
lemon,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, like,
and
a lemon
melts
zest
in, your mouth,
in the batter kind of thing.
And it melts in your mouth. It's really good. But yeah, we were like walking around and we found this, hermit crab that was like big. It was a bigger sized hermit crab and it was crawling on the ground and then people would walk by it and it would like whoop back into its shell and hide
oh, buddy.
And like rattle and then wait and they'd slowly come back out and then try and run and then somebody else would walk by and it'd like whoop back into its shell and then wait.
How big was this thing?
It was like,
did you just pick him up and move him?
That's not bad.
It was like the... It was like if you drew a circle on my palm,
yeah.
That would be the size of the shell.
Okay.
Did you pick him up and move him?
So we picked him up and took him back to the beach because it was nighttime. And we're like, you're just going to get stepped on by somebody and it's either going to hurt that person or it's going to hurt you or both. So I was like, we have to pick it up and take it back to the ocean. I was like, okay, we'll take it back to the ocean. So we picked it up and there were like tide pools.
What if he was just
around.
Like, didn't want to be by the ocean?
Yeah.
I've worked so hard to come over
here.
He
had a goal.
Well, he's clearly very scared. Yeah. So we were like, okay, we'll get you back somewhere safe. But it was cool because on the right and left side of the beach that we were at, the volcanic ash beach, or the volcanic sand beach, there were tide pools. So we could go explore the tide pools and see little like sea anemones and like little, like there's some small crabs there and like cool stuff. We saw a big old crab too. But we took the hermit crab down to the beach and we, we like went out there, and you could go out there whenever because the hotel went out to the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was nighttime and it was pretty dark, and so we took it down and walked down there. I turned on my flashlight and there were just hermit crabs. Hundreds of them.
No.
All across the beach. And so I set it down.
And we went exploring
and just saw they were just in mass just crawling up the shore.
One is fine.
And
five okay.
What do you call a flock of hermit crabs?
I don't know. We'd have to look it up. Wanna look it up?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those videos of like those red crabs that take over
Yeah.
I would not.
So it was cool because they were shells. So it was basically just moving shells. Like, you just saw all the shells moving across the ocean or moving across the sand. And there was a really cool moment where we were like walking. So during the day, we had seen all these holes in the sand, like little like where bubbles were. And we were like, what are those? And we sort of dug, and there was like some mussels, and there was like little crabs. We were sitting there and you just saw all of the holes had been emptied, and they were all like crabs that were crawling out of the sand and onto the shore.
And then
you could hear so like just beyond there were leaves and trees and stuff, and you could hear them like crunching on the leaves. So there were so many that it was like causing a ruckus at the beach.
A cast of crabs.
That's so good.
I think that sounds like a nightmare. That sounds like a nightmare.
It was really cool. They were adorable. And then I'd pick them up and put them on my hand. And then they like skirt
okay,
across
like
my hand.
One is fine. One little crab is fine.
They're cute though because their little eyes pop out and they go like,
that's fine.
What's happening?
An individual then, hermit like, crab is cool. I just like a lot of them is a problem. And then like, oh no, I'm okay.
It was real cool.
Really
enjoyed it.
That's so amazing.
And then I saw a dead pufferfish, which was real sad.
Are you serious?
Washed up on the shore. Whoop.
That happens.
I don't like that.
But he was cool.
Yeah.
He was like all puffed out.
So what a trip.
That's probably
it was crazy.
Zip lining, almost dying by an alligator.
He was probably fished out, and then like they tried to throw him back out.
No, maybe he just didn't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a really cool trip. And then we went snooping, and I got bit by a bunch of sea lice. So I have like a bunch of bites all over my...
Yeah, that happens.
So, but it's...
Did you know that was going to happen or no?
Well, because bug spray doesn't like...
Nope, it doesn't
fix
work
that.
They're just little like jellyfish things.
What a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, they're a bunch of jerks. But
bite
the ocean will bite back.
Oh, there's a really scary we're snoobing, which is basically scubaing but without a tank on your back. We're underwater and Hannah had never she had done scuba one time, but it was not a good experience, and it was very scary because they didn't teach her how to do anything. They were just like, we were out there.
Oh, jeez.
And I mean, I was there, but like, I can only do so much.
Yeah.
And they were like leading us, and then she couldn't clear her ears. I don't know if you guys have been scuba diving, but you have to like clear your ears. So as you go down in the water, you have to hold your nose
to depressurize it
and fill your ears with air.
I had no idea. I've never done like scuba diving.
Yeah, because as you go down, the air in your ears shrinks. And then you have to like
so you have
fill
to, like,
it back up so that it doesn't hurt, because otherwise it'll hurt your ear canals. Will start
yeah, it's the
like
pressure.
Close.
Okay.
Right, and so so you're refilling that. That's also why you can't come up.
That's the
super
bends.
Fast. Exactly, because you get air pockets.
That's a cool name for something like that.
The bends. You know what the bends.
So we were able to do that, so we like worked through it. We got down there, and we were both like, she was finally feeling comfortable. Which was awesome, and we were sort of scuba diving, and then I didn't know it, but it was really murky where we were, so like you could see maybe 5 or 10 feet in front of you, but not that far, because it was volcanic sand, so it was like dark. So there was some cool stuff, but like it was sort of hard to see.
Was it warm?
It was warm. It wasn't cold, but it wasn't warm. It was just like it was medium. It was
when
fine.
You say volcanic, like what? A part of me is like, that's got to be like the perfect temperature.
No, it's
water.
Actually warmer in like the Caribbean, because we were on the Pacific side.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you go down there and so I didn't know it, but Hannah was like right above me and to the left of me, and I was gonna hit a rock or something, and I went like this and knocked the thing out of her mouth.
Oh no!
And she like freaked out and grabbed it and put it back in. But then went
to
the surface. You can clear it.
Okay.
Went to the surface and had to like recover, and then came back down. But I was like, that's the scary. So that actually happened. It happened to me the first time I was down squirting too. It gets knocked out. You go like this. You put it back in your mouth and you clear it and it's fine. But it's just the sensation that like
you're underwater
and like, you suddenly feel trapped. Can't breathe. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was really scary.
Go right up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but you can't rise up that fast. Otherwise you hurt yourself. So like she had the thing in and I had to be like, I didn't know what happened. I just saw her bolting to the surface and I was like, whoa. And I grabbed her and pulled her back down because she was going to the surface. She already had the thing in her mouth. So I didn't know what happened.
Oh, okay. And you're just like, oh, going too fast.
I was like, you're rising way too fast. You're going to burst your ears or get the bends.
Yeah.
So I grabbed her and pulled her back down. She's, you know, obviously like, I have to go up. I was like, okay, we have to go up slowly. So we went slowly together and she went to the top and she told me what happened. But like,
oh, man.
How scary for like, especially for somebody who
if you haven't
was
done it
already, who was already, you know, like already working really hard to just be okay to be down there. Mm-hmm. And then to have the thing knocked out of your mouth.
God.
And jeez. You're like, I'm dying. I'm going to die. But she luckily was smart enough to reach back around. And I taught her in the beginning to press. There's like a, on the respirator, there's a button and you press it and it just blows a bunch of air and blows all the water out of the thing. Okay. And so I showed her that like,
it's
if you ever get water
like,
in here, you press
you guys
that button.
All this stuff.
I mean, yeah,
did you leave a bad review on Yelp?
No, it was no. They were fine. They were good. It just was that that's not something that like is expected to happen. Mm. And you can honestly, you can put it back in your mouth and breathe, and it'd be fine. You just would hear like,
okay,
like water in the bottom because it's constantly pushing air through. So it's not like it is a big deal. You just put it back in your mouth. But if you want to clear all the water out of it, that's the way you do it.
It just freaked her out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that would freak. Yeah. No, I would be freaked out.
So it was scary, but it was crazy. So she was able, and then she went right back down. I was like, you're a trooper, man. You're a trooper. But yeah, we
did
that.
Did you see cool things?
It was a bunch of fish.
Okay.
Yeah. I have GoPro footage of that too, but it was not as clear as I wanted it to be.
Oh.
But we'll have to do it in the Caribbean cause it'll be better.
Caribbean trip.
Really, really fun. But yeah. And then we came back and, then we went to WonderCon.
Yeah, that was good.
That was crazy.
Scary.
You jumped right into WonderCon?
One day.
Wait,
came back Wednesday. Uh-huh. Got back Wednesday at like midnight. Thursday.
You took a break?
Thursday I prepped.
Oh, prepped. Okay.
For WonderCon. And then Friday was WonderCon.
Yeah, Thursday I knew I was allowed to mess. I was just like, he should be back now. So I was just like, so WonderCon.
What's happening?
And I was like, so what's up?
And I'm like, I'm literally figuring it out right now.
Like a...
so yeah, we figured it out, but yeah, it was really fun. We saw some people that were fans of the podcast.
Yeah.
And we saw,
I met Twitch people.
You met Twitch people?
Yeah. I met podcast people.
Seriously? Wow.
Julia and Ryan came and hung out.
Oh yeah. That's
they,
right.
They like helped me with the booth for a little bit.
Because I had to be gone because I was, because I had demonstrations for Planetborn.
Right.
And I was just spreading stuff out and leaving.
Spencer showed up at the booth like maybe like at like
the
like
first 30 day I was
30-second bits of like,
yeah,
okay, I gotta go. It's just like, okay, good luck.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, okay. And I would just hide behind my art because I didn't know how to like
the first day
the
I was there
thing
a lot.
I got better.
The first day I was there a lot, and then I think it was just at the end that I left. And then the second day there were a series of events that led me to continually have to leave.
Yeah, the second day you were like, I'll be back in like an hour and a half.
I was like, there are things happening and I have to go.
And
to
then
them.
He was gone the whole time. I'm like, what is, okay, all
right. And then I ran back and was like, this is all happening right now and I have to grab my things and I have to go. But it was all good stuff.
Yeah,
it just
good.
Was like, it just was a lot that happened.
Yeah.
A lot of unexpected things that occurred.
But it's good.
It's all good things. I can't talk about it yet, but it's all good things. And then the third day, we were just demoing pretty much the whole day over there because we're just continuing to build the fan base and try and get people to play and test because we modified the rules too. So like there are some really cool changes that we made that I wanted to test out because it's making the game better. So anyway, it was really fun. And you got to sell some art. And
yeah.
Do some
it's like the way it's like, I like little by little, the course of the 3 days become a little bit more friendly.
Yeah.
But so like day one, like I was super behind the art. I'm like, I'm not really talking to many people. I'm just kind of the second day I was kind of like forced to, cause people would come by and start asking questions about like your stuff. And I'm like, this, and then like, but if they're in the gaming area, if you yeah. So it's like I had to start talking, so like the window opened up a little bit more. And then the third day, I accidentally broke one of the arms.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, no.
So I had to scooch it over. So I was definitely like, hi, people could actually see me. And like, I was more chatty. But even, but the day like that I finally got used to it, it's the shortest day.
Yeah, it's the last day.
So I was just like, oh, I'm finally ready to like be a little bit more social. And I was like, and now the con is closing. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go to Disneyland.
You did go to Disneyland.
I went to Disneyland for dinner. And then,
you have a pass?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She parked in the Disney lot.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I don't know if I just legally can say that, but yeah,
of course. I mean, like, they had big signs like no WonderCon parking. Everybody was parking there for WonderCon. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that saved me $60 just to like park at the Disney.
It's like $20 a day.
Okay.
Yeah. So after I was like, well, I'm here and I don't want to drive for an hour. So like, I just went to the park and because I hadn't been to California Adventure in a while, because that's the chill park where you just kind of there's not, the rides are there, but it's like, eh. But they had a food and wine festival going on. So they had all sorts of snacks that you don't normally have. So I had like Korean barbecue tacos and like so crispy chicken orange thing. Like it was so like, good. I was like, yeah. And like, I didn't mind spending a little bit. Like they were like sample-y size because it's like a food festival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's like $6. And it's like I got two little tacos for $6. And like, so it's like theme park prices, but it was still worth it.
It's cool food. Yeah.
And as a wanderer.
Is that by Carland or something?
It was like all over the park. So it's like they had different routes everywhere. And I think it's still going on. I don't know. But as I'm like wandering, they had like a special annual pass holder section. I was like, I'll go over here. And it was just like to hang out with Pluto in like a chef outfit.
Like, weird.
Yeah. It was like, I went there. If I had known that's what it was, I would have like, cause he was like tucked away in the back. You couldn't see what it was. They're like, this is a special pass holder thing. I was like, okay. And it was just Pluto. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll take a picture with Pluto.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember as a kid, we went to Disneyland and we would do the breakfast with Mickey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I loved that. Well, I loved it. You get to
hang out with all the characters.
And then like 5 years later, we went back and I was like, we have to do breakfast with Mickey because that was like I remember that was my favorite part of being here.
Mm-hmm.
Like more than the park, more than anything, that was my favorite part. And we went, and I was like, this is fucking dumb.
Oh, no.
I had reached the age.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, why are
we here? What was the year difference?
I don't remember. It was probably like 5 and 10, which would make sense. Or like,
yeah, it's for like little, 7 and 12. It's for little kids. It's
for little babies.
But I just remember the feeling I had when I was there, and I was like, that was the best part. And then we went back, and I was like, this isn't.
That's how it is with Epcot, like when you go to Disney World.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I don't want to go to Epcot. It's boring.
Now, as an adult, I want to go to Epcot.
Epcot's pretty cool.
Yeah. Wait, what's Epcot? I've never been.
Epcot's the big circle.
I don't know what that means.
In Disney World, the Epcot Park, it's like, was Walt Disney's like, I want this to be like where you would go to see like the future things. And it was also like their international park.
Oh, okay.
So it's the big dome. And so when you go to Epcot, like the front part of the park is the big dome and it's all like the futuristic stuff. There's like there's a Mission to Mars ride and like all this like kind of
thing. Oh, I've heard of
it. It has like all the countries, right?
Yeah. And then the back part of the park, there's different countries and they hire people from the different countries to be the employees in those sections. So like as you're going through, and so they have cuisine from the different countries.
That's
they have
really
beer
cool.
from the different countries. Yeah. Which now as an adult, I'm like, man, I want to go back to try it all. Like you could do like little samples.
Yeah.
From around the world, and they have like
do like
rides.
A pub crawl, but.
But yeah, it's essentially like you do a pub crawl across the world at Epcot.
It says the park's name Epcot is an acronym for Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow, a utopian city of the future planned by Walt Disney.
Yeah, if you go into there's a ride that big dome circle thing is a ride, and if you go in there, it's like the future of what they thought the future was going to be.
Is it like the thing? Is it like the
but
thing?
But then they
in
have
Tomorrowland
to keep updating it.
That is the big carousel thing.
Kind of, but it's like more. It's like more.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
but
feel like that's
like,
Disney World.
But you get the culture of all
Disneyland,
these
Disneyland, but more.
You get the culture of all these countries, and it's
so it's
very
like
cool.
It's a small world, but better.
Yes,
it's like it's a small world, but then you get to drink beer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and no annoying song.
Ugh.
It's just like it's great. It's real chill. They do like, and that's where you like. If they were gonna do the food and wine thing, it would be at Epcot.
Yeah.
Because it's like the grown up park.
Right. I remember as a kid, I also loved It's a Small World, and I probably made my parents go on
it. I still love It's a
Small over World. And over and over and over and over.
I love that ride. Whenever I go, and if I'm with people and they're like down to go, I get I'm really excited because no one wants to go on that ride. But I also won't force anybody to go on that ride because I get it. It's not.
It's a bad ride.
I can't do it.
It's a bad
ride. It's so cute, and the little robots, my favorite, are the little Hawaiian girls, and they do a little shimmy.
If we went through the whole thing and there was no singing that song.
No, it's creepy. That would be creepier. That would be way creepier.
That's why I'd like it.
I went to
be like, oh shit, it's creepy.
I went during Christmas and I was, and she was excited. She said she loves that ride too. I was like, yay, mom, you love the slow rides. Let's go. And they changed the song a little bit for Christmas theme. So it was like, it's a small world with like Christmas jingles. And it was like,
oh,
I didn't know they had a remix. This is pretty. I was like, I liked it. I thought it was cute. It's a cute ride.
Yeah. No, it's a bad ride.
I also got to meet Black Panther.
Where?
In the Disneyland park.
Oh, really?
So, okay. So I didn't, this is the part, like, so I left the annual pass area, which I was like, I danced with Pluto or whatever. I was like, oh, that was cute. Got my little tacos. And then, like, I see.
You buried the lead on this, really.
I know. Because I thought we were going to get, and I realized we're moving on. I'm like, no, I have to tell my Black Panther story. So I see, like, the sign. It's like Wakandan technology exhibit something something. And, like, it's kind of tucked away. And like a weird corner, I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, well, that looks cool. And I see that there's a line. It's kind of short. And there's a lady passing out like Black Panther, like an activity book.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, oh, it's probably props from the movie. That'll be really cool. I'm hyped. This is great. And so I go up to the line and like the lady's just like, are you here to meet Black Panther? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, now I am.
Yeah. And she gives me the booklet. I'm like, all right. I'm like, oh my God. They have a character because they do meet and greets.
Yeah.
And but like I just wasn't expecting there to be one for Black Panther, like in like a section, because sometimes they just do them in the park and things like that. So it's like you randomly hit them up.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was like a designated like section. Like,
yeah.
Which I should have known because they had it for Thor. So I get in the line and I'm like, you know, kind of by myself. There's a bunch of families and stuff, but there's another person who was like clearly also there by himself because he was like also like pumped. Like, everybody who was in line was just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, this is happening. And they, Dora Milaje comes out, like, to, like, kind of greet the line. And just and she's being, like, super tough badass. She's just like, you are here to meet the king, you know, like, all that. Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, that's real cool. And then she's, like, teaching people how to, like, sand in, like, the proper, like.
Oh, that's cool.
She's, like, how to put your hand over your heart and, like, all. Like, it was just. And she, like, stone-faced. I don't know how you don't, like. Grin ear to ear because everyone's
don't
so
freeze.
Yeah, everyone's so excited to see them. Like there was like just eyes lit up. Like this is amazing, and she's just stone cold. Like yes, I am here. We have a job. Like you know, like doing like her job. Like she's like looking at the crowd, like being a bodyguard.
Yeah,
you know. And so we're watching. She goes up, and there's like a little girl like who comes up to her and is just like enthralled. And she like ducks down. She's like, "Are you going to be a warrior?" And she's like, "Yeah." Like, it was so cute. Oh, it was so cute. And then we get into like the actual like area, and it's like a small little room. Like the room, I think it's like probably as big as your apartment. They have some things on display, and sure enough, there's Black Panther and another Dora Milaje, like hanging out and like posing with, and you know, talking to everybody who comes up. And like they have it limited, and they're like, "How many are in your party?" I was like, "Just me." And she's like, "Okay, great," because they want to give you like a good like I want to say like minute with the with. The cast That's to talk cool. to them and just like be, which is so great. And the as I'm like I'm trying to like take pictures of like they have like the props from the movie, like so they have the mask
yeah.
and they have the like arm, the hand, the Suri's like
oh yes those little,
like little blaster things yes. And they had like Wakandan art on the wall
cool.
like just the
That's
I'm
awesome.
Like, this is so cool. And as they were, some guy was wearing like a Flash shirt, and like they go, like they see him, and he's like, "Are you a spy?" And he's just like, "No!" And they're like, and they're picking on his shirt because it's DC,
Flash, yeah,
you know, and like, That's and then hilarious. Like turns to her, it's like, "Are you associating with spies?" You know, like all that stuff. And so like, they're just like, really good. I mean, they know how to hire good character actors. And so they go, and then it's like my turn. And I'm like trying to be cool because I'm also recording video.
Yeah.
Because everybody who's normally going, they're just taking a picture. And they, honestly, the Disney people just taught me a new feature with my phone. I didn't know you could record video and take pictures at the same time.
I just learned about that too. Wait, a little,
that little there's button. A little circle button because yeah. I was looking through them. I'm like, they didn't take video. It's just pictures. I'm like, no, the video's there. How did they do that? And so they know. Like, they're like, okay, we'll just record the interaction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I just started talking, like, trying to be like, hi, it's really nice to meet you. Like, because it's awkward and weird, but uh-huh. exciting. And he goes to me, he's just like, does your, cause I had my necklace on. He's just like, is that where your suit comes out of? Is your necklace? And I was just like, no, I don't have any Wakanda technology. Although I was like, I'm waiting for that place in Oakland to open up. And they're like, and then like the doorman was like, yes, you should visit very soon. I'm like, yeah, I should. And I was like, can I like pose with you guys? And they're like, yeah. And they taught me how to like pose. Like they're like, you know, like low stance, chest up, like,
yeah,
like very, like you have to be in like a warrior position kind of like thing. So I got my little poses and then I like did, I was like, Wakanda forever. I like walked away. And then immediately as I left, because I'm so like pumped and excited, I just started bawling in aww. The park. Like I'm wandering away and I'm like, oh no, I don't know what, like even now I'm kind of like still kind of tearing up a bit. And it's yeah. so, and it's silly because it's like, I know they're actors, but it's still like.
Well, they really aren't even the actors from the movie.
Yeah, they're not yeah. even actors from the movie. They're just like, they're cast, you know, they're cast yeah. members who are just like. Just, but the, it was such a good little, like, fun little role play. That's and the awesome. Outfits were such, like, they're on point. Like, they make sure everything else about it is so believable.
Yeah.
And so, like, when, like, just walking away from them, I'm like, I can't believe that just happened. And I'm, like, tearing up and just trying to keep my composure and, like, oh, man, that was, like, the best. That was really the best. Aww. I don't even know if I could go, like, if I went back, like, I'd want someone else to experience that. Yeah. I don't know if I could go in there because I'd just be like, I don't like how, like, yeah. It was just cool. And then as I walked away, there was like a area where I guess people could meet Captain America. And see, I thought it would be like that, cause that was like out in the open uh-huh. and he wasn't there yet, but like they had like, you know, like employees just hanging out. So I figured he was coming soon. And I thought about it. I was like, no, nah, like I just had a really good experience. I'll meet yeah. Cap. I'll meet Cap another time. Yeah. I was wearing a Captain America shirt. And I was just like, I can meet Cap another time. That'll be fine. And also, those are weirder because, like, he's not wearing a mask.
Yeah. Right, right,
so that's
right.
why, like, the Black Panther one, it's like, you could kind of, like,
go suspend your disbelief.
Exactly.
Because he's wearing the mask and he has the accent and it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, it didn't have to be Okoye or Nakia. Like, it just, any Dora Milaje, like, bald head suit. Like, this one, she had, like, these cool tattoo things across her face, like, painted, like, they look like feathers. Cool. Like on her face, so it's just like she's just like another like bodyguard yeah, yeah, on the team,
type,
you yeah. know. And I was just like, man, this is great. Like that's it was just cool. like,
what that's a awesome. Fun thing to stumble upon.
Yeah,
and she it's really cool. I was just like, okay, randomly this ended my it. Weekend meeting Black Panther. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Black Panther just became the highest grossing Marvel.
Good.
Film. Are you serious?
I'm pretty sure. Let me double check.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh man, great, great. Really I cool. want the DVD now. I just want to have it like. On the background in my apartment. I just want to have it on.
Just rolling all the time?
Yeah, I just, it's just, I need more. I need more stories in Wakanda.
I'm sure there's comics you could follow.
But I want, like, not necessarily superhero stories. I just want the life of a Wakandan story. I want to know what, like, Suri's high school life was like. If she had high school life, you know, because I know she's a role. But, like, what's a Wakandan high schooler's life? That's who's the Peter school. Parker of Wakanda?
Black Panther becomes highest groping. Nope.
Nope.
Let's try that again. Black Panther becomes highest grossing superhero film in the U.S.
That's amazing.
Damn, that's pretty crazy.
It's pretty cool.
I don't know if Infinity War is going to beat that. I'm honestly kind of afraid for Infinity War. The I'm more not. I think about it, the more I'm like, I don't know how you're going to do that well. I don't know. Like, there's so many characters. Like, there's so much. How are you going
to?
It's
coming soon. I'm excited.
So I'm preparing to be disappointed. So hopefully I will be excited.
I'll just have low standards and be happy.
Did you see Pacific Rim?
No, I didn't.
No, okay. I want to. I haven't seen it yet.
Jeffrey saw it and he said he hated it, so that'd be interesting.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and he loves Pacific Rim.
I love Pacific Rim. He yeah. hated it?
Yeah, he didn't like it. So, anyway, we're at an hour and 15, so we got to go.
We got to go, little babies.
Oh, we didn't answer any questions.
I know. Well, we talked about.
This is story time.
Yeah, it was story time. Just catch up.
Catch up.
I don't have any stories, but it was great listening to all these stories.
No stories?
Okay. No stories.
Next time.
But you can find more stories on Slack.
On the Slack.
I've been really bad about hanging out on the Slack lately. I'm sorry, guys.
I said hello when I came back.
Aw.
As you should.
People were excited. that I slacked because I hardly ever do and I feel bad. So I was like, guys, I'm back. And then they all sent me an onslaught of messages. And then I felt bad because I left.
You didn't respond.
You were just like, hey, hi, bye.
And then I got a bunch of messages and a bunch of like, you know, and then I had to go back on later and like apologize and like answer questions and things and say hello because
I need to pop in more.
But yeah, you can find me at Spencer Stark on Twitter. That's SpencerStarke.
You can find me on Twitter as StarlineX.
Where do you want him to go?
I don't know. I think
Instagram?
Instagram.
Instagram and post more pictures of your cats, man. It's so easy.
It's so much work to post things.
All you have
to
do is cats man.
And food.
But people don't want to. Some people are like, you're posting too many things.
Just post it on your story.
Oh, yeah.
Post it in your story, but no.
Just do it on your story.
Who's complaining about cat pictures? Who?
People.
Who are these people?
Find out next time when we stay late.
Oh, God. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm hot.
It's very warm.
It's so warm. I'm dying.